Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, hockey fans, I'm Breezy.
And I'm Ray Ray. We host the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
We're lifelong hockey fans who talk about the game and the lifestyle. Our guests include professional hockey players.
My rookie party had to wear Speedo, and then we had a checklist of stuff we had to do.
Here we go, Gaber. What do you got to say? And it's kind of like, you know better than that now, boys.
I got dressed for the Bruins. I get a phone call. And he's like, dude, we need you over here by the elevator. You got to get downstairs. You got to get dressed right now.
Started playing the like, dun, 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 dun. And I turned it around and it had the Olympic rings and said, we did it.
NHL team hockey reporters.
I actually took the Stanley Cup to this ice bar where they've got now girls around them and I've got a fur coat on.
I wonder who he should have checked over here. And then I looked down at my feet.
Hockey fans.
The entire bar was lined with guys in Kings jerseys. We quickly realized, oh my gosh, this is the dad's trip.
And we bring unique hockey stories to light.
Coming back to England, 24 rinks in the entire country. That's where the problem starts with the sport of ice hockey here.
Canadian Blind Hockey Association, those few kids we interviewed, their whole week is built around Sunday at the rink. They're just hockey players.
We don't agree on everything.
Pineapple goes on pizza.
No, it does not.
I think it does.
Well, we do agree that there are many people and places that build the House of Hockey.
New episodes every Tuesday. Come on in to the House of Hockey podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network.
The first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and the excitement continues with the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend. Yes, it's week one this week. Bet just $1 on any football game this weekend and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game in week one. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any game in week one. That's promo code THPN to get free $200 in free bets instantly this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen alike, welcome to episode 72 of season 2 of The Kingston, as always presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Thank you so much for joining us here on episode 72 of season 2 of The Kingston. As we kind of wrap up season 2 here, we're going to be starting up season 3 real soon, as of course, it is September 9th, as you're listening to this. Training camp is next week. Next week, a week from now, it's close. It is extremely close. We are so, like, do you feel the excitement? We're getting close to hockey. It's been a long time without hockey. Thankfully, we haven't been delayed because of the pandemic. Like, last year, of course, the pandemic is still going on, very strong. But how awesome is it that we're going to get hockey back soon? How awesome is it? We are less than 3 weeks away from the first Kings preseason game. Less than 3 weeks away. We're close. Hockey is on the way, Kings fans. You've missed it. It's almost back. It's really, really close. Hockey's back. We're in September. Summer's pretty much over. And hockey is almost back. Training camp starts soon. Training camp starts soon. It's a very exciting time. And you know, there's still some things of the offseason that have yet to be figured out. I know the Kings are pretty much done. By the way, I'm still very excited about Philip Deneau, as you guys heard in the previous episodes. And I think that's one of the great signings of the offseason. Maybe one of the best signings of the offseason. But there's still a lot of pieces to be figured out around the NHL. Jack Eichel hasn't been traded yet. Jack Eichel has not been traded yet. How about up in Vancouver? Both Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes need contracts and don't have them yet. That's a big story that I don't think is being talked about enough. And a team can offer Elias Pettersson a contract they can't to Quinn Hughes because of his contract status, his RFA status, but they can offer to Pettersson. Should a team do that? Yet to be seen. Also, we haven't talked about this. How about that crazy stuff between Montreal and Carolina? What side of the fence are you on that? Was it stupid by Carolina? Did they just do it for the joke? Or did they actually believe in Kotkaniemi? And if you missed it, if you missed it in the hockey world. So, last offseason, the Montreal Canadiens offered Sebastian Aho a RFA contract, who, of course, is with the Carolina Hurricanes. Carolina matched it and kept Aho. This offseason, to try to get revenge, because, you know, like we've talked about at length, offer sheets aren't very popular. People really don't like offer sheets. Teams don't like them. GMs don't like them. So that's why Carolina kind of didn't really like that Montreal did this, because it could put the teams in a bad spot. So what does Carolina do? Carolina goes and offers Jesperi Kotkaniemi of the Montreal Canadiens a one-year deal at $6.1 million. Now get this. A one-year deal at $6.1 million and $15 with a $20 signing bonus. Yes, that is correct. Do you know why they did this? Because 15 is Kotkaniemi's number and 20 is Sebastian Aho's number. Yes. $6.1 million and $15 with a $20 signing bonus, because that is how petty the Carolina Hurricanes are. They also released a statement that was pretty much word for word the exact same as Mark Bergevin's from a year ago. They just replaced the name Jesperi Kotkaniemi instead of Sebastian Aho. So Montreal had a week to match. They didn't match. So because of that, Jesperi Kotkaniemi is a Carolina Hurricane for next season, which is also a massive overpay. Is it kind of stupid that Carolina did this now? Did it backfire on them? And in return, Montreal gets a first-round pick and a third-round pick. And they immediately flip the first-round pick as part of a deal to Arizona to get Christian Dvorak. So that, they fill in the problem right away. They lose a centerman, they fill him in right away. But if you're a Carolina Hurricanes fan, how mad are you? Is this stupid? If you're a Montreal Canadiens fan, are you angry? Are you happy? I want to go back to the Carolina view for a second. Because if you're Carolina, you're paying an okay player $6.1 million now. He's not worth $6.1 million. Kotkaniemi is just not there yet. He's not that worth yet. So Carolina fans, how did this make you feel? And Montreal fans, how did this make you feel? I saw some Montreal fans upset with it, and I saw them kind of be like, oh, whatever, like, we lose them, whatever, we get two picks, and then they immediately traded one of them in a deal for Christian Dvorak. Like, I see both sides of it. I definitely see both sides of it. And it's very interesting, the whole thing, like, how petty is Carolina? And I see, like going back a few years now, like the bunch of jerks thing was cute. And I'll be honest, I kind of like the storm surge, but I get why people are getting sick of the Carolina Hurricanes. I really do, pulling shit like this. I really do. I really get why teams and fans are getting sick of them. You sign, you do this. Oh, and you signed a racist defenseman earlier in the offseason. So I totally see why people are kind of getting in on Carolina, like getting angry at Carolina and kind of done with the whole bunch of jerks thing. I get that. Because it was a very wild situation. And I honestly, like, at first, I kind of loved how petty Carolina was. And then as I kind of like thought about it more and got more into it, I was like, man, like, come on. You screwed yourself. Carolina kind of screwed themselves. They have to hope that Kotkaniemi works out. They do. And that's a lot of money for a kid. That hasn't reached his potential yet. He's not worth 6.1 yet. And if I'm Montreal, like, he's a young piece that you like. Are you sad that you lost him? Now you have Christian Dvorak. He's a good player. I'm honestly not that. If I was a Canadiens fan, I wouldn't be that worried about losing Kotkaniemi. I really wouldn't. I really, really wouldn't, because you got the draft picks back for him. Montreal has a ton of draft picks. It's crazy how they're kind of in the middle, because like they just went to the Cup final. They just lost Philip Deneau and Shea Weber, pretty much. You just lost Kotkaniemi. Montreal is going to be a very, very interesting team this offseason. You don't really know the health of Carey Price. Montreal's in a very interesting spot this this season, because their change in roster has been pretty dramatic. And thank God that the Kings got Philip Deneau. That's a big loss for Montreal. That's a huge loss. He was one of their best players last season. That's a massive loss for Montreal. And it's going to kind of be interesting to see what happens now. I was thinking about it more. Like, the Montreal is, like I just said, super interesting because of all the change they had. Like, could they be a playoff team? Maybe. Could they not be very good? Yeah, they could be. Their ceiling and their floor is such a wide range this season. And honestly, same with Carolina as well. Carolina's kind of in the same boat. You lost Dougie Hamilton. You made some kind of strange trades. You traded Fogle away. You bring in the asshole D'Angelo, and you bring in Ethan Bear. Like, you get rid of your goaltender, who, like, kind of made it for you this last season, your young goaltender, because you don't want to pay him. Montreal and Carolina are two very, very interesting teams. Maybe the most interesting going into the season because of their just a range, or I guess variety of, they could be good, they could be bad. You don't know. And I'm very excited to see how it plays out. I really am. Something else that we do have to talk about quickly before I let you go on this episode of the Kings Den, as we will get into more Kings news as we get closer to training camp and as training camp starts. But there was a big one over the last couple weeks that we haven't talked about yet. The NHL is going to the Olympics. Let's go. Yes, that is right. So the NHL schedule came out a few weeks ago, as we know, probably like a month or so ago, and it had an Olympic break in it. It wasn't official. It is now official. The NHL players are going to the Olympics this February. The way it's supposed to be, the Olympics, you're supposed to have your best athletes there. And the NHL is allowing that, so let's go. And there is an agreement. The NHL can back out if COVID's like too strong. If COVID is too much of an issue, then they can back out. But let's hope they don't, because the Olympics, you're supposed to have your best athletes. The NHL has the best hockey players in the world. They do. So to see this happen is awesome. It's like Vancouver. It's like Salt Lake City. It's like Turin. It's like all of them. This is awesome. This has to happen, and I'm very glad that it's happening, because the NHL players deserve their chance to go to the Olympics. The players want to play for their countries. They like wearing the Maple Leaf. They like wearing the Stars and Stripes. They like every team. They like wearing the crown. They like wearing their colors. And it's very exciting that the NHL players are going to go to the Olympics. Like, man, like, this last Olympics that happened about a month ago, like, you watch the baseball and that. It's like, it's not the best players, because the best players are playing in the major leagues. You have guys that were great but kind of washed up, like Jose Bautista and Melky Cabrera playing in that. Those great players. They're older now. They're not great players. They're not that great of players anymore. That's why it's so awesome that the NHL is going to the Olympics, in my mind. It's very awesome, because they deserve to. Players want to play for their country. They deserve to play for their country. You always hear Ovechkin kind of say, no, I'm going to go play for my country pretty much no matter what. So now he gets his wish. A lot of players do, because they get to go represent their country at the Olympics in February 2022, the way it's supposed to be. It is. It's the way it's supposed to be. And I don't care what GMs say. I totally get a GM's point of view. Like, what if my player gets hurt at the Olympics? What if my player gets COVID at the Olympics? I totally get that. But players want to play for their country. And I'm very glad that they came to the agreement and that NHL players are going to the Olympics, because they deserve it. They want to do it. They deserve it. Good for them. I truly mean that. They want to go play for their country. Let them. They want to. They have the right. They want to represent their country. They should. And they are. And I'm very happy about that. I'm very happy that the NHL and the NHLPA and IIHF and the IOC found an agreement, and the NHL players are going to the Olympics. A lot has happened over the last couple weeks, but those were kind of the two big things I wanted to talk about. Like, missing pieces still happening this offseason, the whole Carolina-Montreal situation, and, of course, the Olympics, three huge stories. And, again, training camp soon. Training camp's right around the corner. This is so exciting. September and October are the best. September is kind of like the ramp-up. Like, the NFL starts today. You have baseball coming down to the wire in the playoff race. And you kind of have NHL and NBA training camp starting. And then October, that's like the pinnacle. I've always said October, and I think it's April, are the best. Like, end of March, early April. October is one of the best months, especially the start of it sports-wise, because you have NHL starting, you have NBA starting, you have baseball playoffs where you get like five games a day back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and that's the fucking best. And you have the NFL in full swing as well. It's one of the best times of the year, and of course, college football, a bunch of stuff. That's the start of October is one of the best times of the year, and we are approaching that. It's less than a month away, but we can't get ahead of ourselves, because training camp is starting soon. We're going to have a lot of Kings stuff to talk about, a lot of Kings news to talk about. So stay locked in right here on the Kings Den. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Season 3 is starting, and we're going to be wall-to-wall with the Kings footage, Kings coverage. So stay right here at the Kingston. And as always, before I let you go, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review to not only the Kingston, but to every other podcast around the Hockey Podcast Network. Because everyone's getting ramped up again, getting ready for a new season. Everyone's excited for a new season. The network just keeps just keeps adding new shows as well. So go check that out. And also, don't forget to go check out. So we have, on top of the Hockey Podcast Network, we do have the Basketball Podcast Network, TBPN. Go check that out as well. It's under the same umbrella. And the recently added, the TPPN, the Pigskin Podcast Network. Yes, the network all about football podcasts. Go check that out as well. We're all under the same umbrella. It's so much fun. I can't believe the expansion we've had, all because Isha and Dylan started the Hockey Podcast Network. It is truly incredible. So go give them a follow. Check them out as well. And like, rate, subscribe, and review all of their material as well, because they're just killing it and doing so amazing as well. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at the Kingsden THPN. And of course, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Cunningham Jordy. And of course, like I said, we're presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. So don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter and Instagram at HockeyPodNet, or on YouTube, just search the Hockey Podcast Network, or on Facebook, just search the Hockey Podcast Network as well. And with all that being said, I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the first week of football. It's always one of the best. Enjoy it. It's awesome. Go Patriots and go Brady. Yes, I'm a Patriots fan that still cheers for Tom Brady. Sue me. That's the GOAT. But let's go Mac Jones as well, you know? Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you on episode 73 of season 2. Okay.